This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israeli ground forces are targeting Hamas in Gaza this morning. Warplanes continue to strike the territory from end to end. At an emergency meeting of the UN, the head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said an immediate humanitarian ceasefire is a matter of life and death for millions. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says
calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen.
Today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will make the case to Congress that the U.S. should immediately send billions in aid to Israel and Ukraine. They're testifying today at a Senate hearing. The administration's $105 billion emergency aid request has hit roadblocks in the divided Congress. We're learning that 5 months before a gunman killed 18 people in Maine, then himself, his family alerted the local sheriff that they were becoming concerned about his mental health.
The Sagadahoc County Sheriff's Office says Robert Card's family alerted it 5 months ago that they were becoming concerned about his deteriorating mental health, especially while he had access to firearms. That prompted the sheriff to contact Card's Army Reserve Unit, which assured deputies they would speak to Card and make sure he got medical attention. It was the first in a string of interactions police had with the 40-year-old firearms instructor. Card underwent a mental health evaluation last summer after he began acting erratically at an Army training facility. And a bulletin sent to police shortly after last week's attack said Card had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks after hearing voices and threats to shoot up a military base. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the World Series. This is AP News. If you use eye drops, you may want to know about this warning from the FDA. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The FDA is out with another warning about eye drops. Health regulators are telling consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops because of the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory applies to lubricating drops sold by 6 companies, including CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and Cardinal Health. A recall was issued late last week because FDA inspectors found unsanitary conditions and bacteria at the factory producing the drops, although the agency did not say which manufacturing plants. No injuries have been reported. I'm Shelley Adler.
Some drugstore workers around the country started calling in sick yesterday to highlight a staffing shortage, they say. The demonstration goes until Wednesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.